Well, we welcome UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital President, Dr. Deborah Brodine, or Brodine, is that right, Doc?
It's Brodine, and I'm not a doctor. So just Deborah is good for today. But yes, I'm the president of UPMC Western Psychiatric. Thanks for having me today.
Well, this is a crisis, is it not?
It is a crisis. There's no question about it.
What are you seeing as the president? Obviously, everybody in this region knows your hospital as the place to go. Usually when things get as bad as they are for any family or individual.
Yes, thank you for saying that. Well, I can tell you that the crisis with child and adolescent behavioral health,
Ariana.
Ariana, it's not exclusively related to the pandemic, although the pandemic has made things worse. We have seen the incidence rate among children and adolescents increase substantially across the country. And I can tell you that here at Western, we've seen the increase just for our inpatient services increase about 30% year over year when the pandemic hit us. But we do know, and I actually think you're exactly right, that a lot of these things are coming from social media and actually also the larger environmental concerns that many of our kids these days are just struggling with.
I have never seen anything like it, Deborah, and it scares me because I have a teenage daughters. So you're saying now we got to step up and offer more. Is that accurate?
That's right. We do need to step up and offer more. And more than that, I think it's really important for us to come together as a larger, broader community. These issues, particularly with respect to some of the services related to trauma and violence in our larger, broader community, they're not just behavioral health issues. They require us to partner with other organizations and with other constituents in the community. So our school districts, for example, are struggling. We need to partner with them. We need to partner with our social service organizations that are also available in the broader community. And that's one of the things that we're very excited about at Western Psychiatric and Western Behavioral Health is the opportunity to partner with organizations in the larger community to address these really public health problems.
So tell us about this new facility and how folks can get to it.
Sure. Today we are having the grand opening of our new location, which is down on Carson Street in the South Side. And it is opening today. We're having a big celebration. And it is a location that is specifically for some very specialized services for kids and adolescents. And it is all about our ambulatory and community-based services for children who are either struggling with autism and developmental disorders or with childhood trauma services. There are some additional programs there as well for moms with babies who are struggling with some of the postpartum and conditions associated with depression and things of that nature. But it's a set of services that 9 different programs that are going to serve additional capacity of patients in our community. And so we're pretty excited about it.
We're with Deborah Brodine, who is the president of UPMC's Western Psychiatric Hospital. With this new facility, that will help expand the services. But overall, I'm curious, as a parent, when do you know that your child has reached a point where you need to help reach out?
Well, one of the things I want to comment on from your other guest is that stigma is a big deal. So if your child is exhibiting changed behavior, if they're sleeping more, or if they are concerned about friends, or they're withdrawing from friends, all of these things are things that you should be concerned about to have some conversations. I would say that as a society, we have for many, many years had a stigma associated with behavioral health.
Yes.
And families in particular who will, you know, mine probably being one of them, who would say, you know, it's okay, you're a normal kid and you're so lucky to have all of the things that you have around you, you know, pull your pants up and put on your big girl shorts and go out there and smile and things will get better.
So true.
And I think what we've come to appreciate is
that
stigma associated with mental health is not good. We need to actually be cognizant. You know, it's 1 in 5 people who experience a mental health condition on any given year. And so we need to be receptive to identifying when there are problems and how to go ahead and get help.
When will you tell somebody, or what are the protocols when you have young people to come with these issues of depression at a young age?
What are the protocols?
Yeah, what do you do to help them get better?
Yeah, well, obviously we have a whole lot of different services and at different levels of care in behavioral health. And those levels of care define, how intense their service needs are, all the way from outpatient counseling and talking to a therapist and a counselor, but all the way up to inpatient hospitalization and crisis services and emergency services.
Desperate need out there. Why the explosion in need? I can't put my finger on it. Is it one issue or is it many?
I think it's many. I think that the social media is absolutely a contributor, and the fact that people see portraits of an unrealistic reality around them every day, and kids think that that's normal, and focus on those highlights and why they don't have those highlights at every moment of every day. But I also think that sadly we've seen an increase in our society of things like violence and trauma and recurrent trauma, you think about deaths, and one of the issues that came out of COVID was more kids seeing deaths of a loved one, sudden deaths of a loved one or a parent. And we are seeing an increase there as well. So I think it is not one issue. It is multiple issues. And we're seeing increases across the board. But they are societal issues. They're not local issues.
Right.
They're not exclusive to Pittsburgh.
That's right.
But there are across the board. And I think the other thing that did not help us during the pandemic in particular was the closure and the changes that happened with a lot of schools.
Nice.
Yes.
Think about, yes.
Isolation.
That's right, Larry.
And on top of that, added in, we had civil disturbances that were so visual.
COVID.
And then you had the most divisive election in our history or our memory.
True.
All of that going on at the same time. So we appreciate the work and your team does. Deborah, thank you.
You're so welcome.
And don't be afraid to reach out if you're feeling that you need help.
That's ultimately the most significant point. Ariana, you were saying that people are afraid. It's shameful for young girls.
Yeah, you don't want to be labeled as, you're quote unquote the crazy girl.
Yeah, and there should be no stigma around that at all.
It's not easy, man.
Good information. Deborah Brodine, president of UPMC's Western Psychiatric Hospital on the Big K Morning Show.